Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We welcome you all to a Roll2Cast RPG podcast in the world of Dune, Adventures in the Imperium by Modiphius Entertainment. Starring Ellen Graham as Lady Deesha, Christopher Bond as Janice, and Sean Flurl as Saba. Story, GMing, and additional rules by Phil Harker-Smith. Artwork by Jack Sumner. Music by Paul Goodman. This is Shifting Sands.
So the next scene will take place at the Harkonnen Guard Complex, a towering brutalist structure that houses all that is needed for the Harkonnen's brutal rule of Karthag. In this scene, we're going to have Saber and Janus. They have arrived. They are actively taking part. But Ellen, who would you like to play in this scene?
Depending on how you're playing it, I thought maybe a not quite torturer, but maybe a... Yeah, let's go for torturer. Why not?
Because that'll be Saba's role.
That's your role?
That's the main thing he does. He tortures people.
So you are here to pick up your contact. He's one of your main routes into the Fremen. He's your main guy. And he's been captured by the Harkonnens and tortured. Right. Yeah. Eventually, he was like, I'm actually with House Ikshana. And so they're like, okay, maybe we shouldn't...
Don't kill you.
Let's not flay him completely alive, right? You're here to pick him up and get him discreetly back to House Ikshana across town.
Yes.
You're here to interrogate
him. He's already been interrogated.
He's been interrogated.
That's why I'm here.
Trying to make sure that he's okay.
I'm a spy boy. I look after the spies. I maintain. This is information that could have leaked. I want to figure out what he's told them.
Well,
it's part of the...
Yes. Your main task is going to be...
Get him out.
Get him out and back across town, and you probably don't want to be seen.
I was going to say maybe then some sort of... Not runner, but...
You could just
an
be
an escort.
You could be a house trooper. You could just be a soldier for the house.
Would escort work of someone who can be like, okay, come here. All right, we've got a ornithopter here. You know,
or Saber.
I'm a glorified PA.
Saber,
you're pretty important in the security apparatus.
Saber's kind of like what he's adept at, what he's good at, is he can disappear into a crowd.
Yes.
And he's the idea as to why we've got both of us here is that you are getting us in and doing the transaction. Saber can then get him across town.
Yes. My point of my question is, what sort of resources do you sort of take with you on your missions? Do you have straight up soldiers, or do you have like similar like infiltrators like yourself?
Because if you're trying to go more sneaky sneak, having just a normal guard or trooper, it's probably not going to be the best thing, because
they're
not used to walking silently.
Maybe like completely to his chagrin, but it's more something that he does out of loyalty to the house. There's almost an apprentice of his. Someone that he has to teach in the ways of what he's well at. He doesn't particularly enjoy it, but he'll do it. So someone that's almost shadowing him to learn how to deal with. Like, it's your first on the ground extracting.
Like an infiltrator. Yeah. You're an infiltrator.
Sounds
that is
kind of notable, but I don't want to spend a lot of
we don't have to make them notable.
Yeah, cool. I'm just going for essentially just assisting whatever it is you are doing. If you need, like, out, I'd be the person just kind of like, okay, I'm calling the
car. So I think the main difference for me is whether your main skill is in, like, move or battle, kind of.
Move.
Yeah, I agree.
So let's say you are an infiltrator. Quality 6?
Great.
Sweet. Quality 6.
That's fucking great.
And the one skill you have ranked at 6 is move.
Beautiful.
2 at 5, they're probably something like battle.
Discipline.
Yeah, something like that.
Yep.
2 at 4. Are the others?
Yep.
And the focus? You have skill for move.
The focus for it?
Focus for move.
Stealth.
Excellent. Right. So that's free for you. Free minor NPC. Do you want to bring any uncontrolled minor NPCs? They're 1 each. So if you have a group of people.
No. I feel like the less the better. Yeah. Like, cool. It's enough. There's 3 of us. It's enough to show, like, not a show of force, but it's not like, you know, there's a group of us coming to take this person back. So it's like, we are Ikshana. We're not one
person.
Yeah,
it's not just some, rando who could be anyone. Yeah.
But it's enough that we can disappear when we need to.
So the 3 of you pass under the towering doorway that serves as the main entrance to the guard complex of the Harkonnen in here in Carthag. And the front desk, as it were, is a kind of horseshoe of bureaucrats and officers that is at the heart of a bustling movement of hundreds of officers, prisoners, administrators, all dashing about, moving about, or in the case of prisoners or suspects, being shoved and processed in the harshest way possible. And this is your sort of entry point into this vast machine of security that is the guard complex.
Great. I am going to use passive scrutiny to obtain for free some information.
Well, let me give this scene a trait
before I change it.
Yeah, that's right.
Or add to it.
Yeah. So this scene is bureaucratic. It's an internecine machine.
More paperwork.
Yeah. Exactly.
Internally, Saba is uncomfortable.
It's to be navigated.
Yes.
So use passive scrutiny, and that gives you the ability, as if you had passed and obtained information test.
Yes. So once per scene, you can ask a question of the GM.
A question, right? So what do you want to do with that question?
How is everyone feeling in this space? What is the general hubbub or feel of it?
It's a pace of fear. Mm-hmm. It's a place of discipline and control. If you are here and you don't want to be, pretty bad news for you. That's abject terror. And if it's your job to be here, then you are expected to maintain discipline and rigor at all times.
Great. In that case, I'm going to make the trait of this scene or add to it. Mind your own business.
Yeah,
people are fixated on their own worlds.
Yep.
They are interested only in their own area. People in this House Harkonnen, their kind of weakness that we're going to exploit is the fact that they're ruled by fear. Mm-hmm. And so they do not observe outside of their own.
Yeah.
They look to themselves.
Yeah.
If you have the paperwork or you just say, I'm here to be here, they will not question it.
Right.
Because questioning it might get them in more trouble.
Yeah.
It's bureaucratic.
It's too poppy.
As you said, don't stand out of the crowd.
Don't stand out. Yep. Okay, so just a reminder, as it didn't really come up in the last scene, just to how you use the traits. Often one trait will be used to make it possible. So in this case, an inquiry at the front desk, bureaucratic, makes it possible.
Yes.
And then you can invoke the other traits in the scene to alter difficulties, to step things down, make things easier, that sort of thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. You've added the second trait.
And I would definitely say Chris has made it easier with this new trait.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can leverage this trait into your roles, right?
As we're walking in and we come into this space, the first thing that Saba does is peels off the hood that was obscuring his face as they spent the 20, 30 minutes like just navigating through the streets, just weaving through people. The problem with someone like Saba is that without intending so, or at least he's not actively doing so, he's just imposing. It's like You know how people have resting bitch face? He has just has resting imposing body. He's just a 7 foot behemoth of a man.
Yeah.
Who just appears. And he's always got like, it's he not has a scowl.
A threatening aura.
It's not someone you'd like just relax around.
No. And so like he, without meaning to, stands out in a lot of areas. And so like he steps forward. And I think there was also maybe like the briefest of conversations between Sava and Janice around, you know, like, I feel like we've done this sort of thing before. It's very clear. Like Janice, I assume, would take the role of talker in this scenario.
We don't need to do that because I created the trait Mind Your Own Business. We can sneak in now. Because we've got the trait Mind Your Own Business, we can stealth our way through this scene.
His idea would be not even to talk to the people at the front desk, just to move towards the area.
Yeah, we just start sneaking
in. No more talking than required.
Yeah, Janice
make
walks
ourselves
in.
Part of the flow of the space and just beeline.
So I would like you to work out where you have to go. So that is difficulty one, understand test.
Go away, Kaithan.
Made possible because it's a bureaucratic environment, so you could understand what that is. So to understand where in the complex you need to go without bothering with this whole bureaucratic machine thing, understand test. So what drive are you using?
Well, I would like to use duty because it's my highest, but I don't imagine that that really suits.
So why are you here? What are you doing?
We're freeing a prisoner of ours. In service of the house.
Sounds like duty to me.
Okay, what must be done must be done. That's my statement?
Yeah.
Because then also you're saying what must be done must be done. We're not dealing with anyone. We are just doing our thing.
Yeah.
Great.
Against that drive if you're doing something on your own.
Sweet.
Yeah. But you're doing something, Vadim has said, go make sure our main contact who we need is safe, right?
Yep, cool.
So it aligns with your drive, so I'm happy with that. Any focuses?
Yeah, sure. Deductive reasoning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. You're deducing where your prisoner might be.
Yeah, prisoners are going that way. It's got to be one of those two.
You know what? You look for like something simple as, is any other prisoner being led in a direction, for example? Like you might see where the flow is.
You have no momentum. And
I have no momentum.
There are 4 points of threat on the table.
Yep.
I'm going to spend one and make it difficulty two.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you can do that.
So it's now difficulty two
test. I'm assuming this would be quite high.
Would you like
to
buy any dice with threat? One threat for the first die.
Yeah, why not?
Boom.
Bam.
So you got three dice.
Yep.
Target number is
16.
And your focus number
is 8.
And 8's doubles.
You could
focuses
get 6
are
successes.
Extremely powerful.
Yeah.
Yes.
What does my statement do? My drive statement do again?
Whenever you use a drive, we have to see whether it aligns with your statement.
Yes.
If it doesn't align with your statement,
then it can break.
You have a choice to make, but that's how you get determination.
Thank you for reminding me. Three dice, rolling under 16s, 8s are double successes. Well, that is 5 successes.
Yeah, great.
Two to pass. Two. So you have 3 momentum.
Look at that.
So the 3 momentum, you can use them right now to improve the quality of this outcome using creativity.
Yeah.
Whatever. Or you can dump them into the momentum pool for this scene, which is a maximum of 6, by the way. So up to you. Do you want to use any of this momentum to make your result even better?
Yes, please.
Yeah, what would you like to do?
We have 3 momentum there that I could spend.
Yeah, it was a big success, yeah.
I would like us to get there. Find the exact location.
Yes. Right, okay. So I was going to tell you, for your successes, that you need to be in what is called the administration building.
Yeah.
Yep.
Boring.
No, it's not. No. It's called the administration building.
But it's not.
But it's where the interrogations take place. Yeah.
You don't want to go to the interrogation building. It's full of paperwork.
That's how they get you. That's how they taught you. Fill out all of these forms. No! No! I'll talk.
Wow, so the Harmonians really are a satirical take on our bureaucratic system.
Yeah. How much extra momentum would we need to spend to get exactly straight there?
It's only understanding, so I can't get us there.
Yeah.
I can just get us to know
but
where we're going.
Exactly
and
where
probably
to
how to get there.
So you deduce very quickly that he's been tortured. He's probably in the administration block.
Yeah.
Right? So not only do you find out the administration block, you find out the section of cells that he is in. So that puts you in front of a bored-looking Harkonnen officer at a desk.
Yep.
In front of a wing of 10 cells, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I would like you to explain to me how you pick all this up as you go, using, say, like your mentor powers. And you basically have, not supernaturally, but maybe preternaturally, navigated without even having to ask any questions to the right point. How do you do that?
Some mind map stuff would be awesome.
I mean, it's kind of like largely intuition. How do you describe ASD symptoms? Right?
What up, fellow?
All these floating, all these, like Sherlock, there's floating words and mind stuff.
No, it's not like that at all. You just look at a thing and you're like, I know how this works now.
So deducing he's in the administration building is easy, right?
Yes. What happens is Janice begins walking into the building and with the two others following behind.
Yes.
And is able to follow the pace and flow of the bureaucracy of the room. The way people move across the floor of the building, there are kind of like proxemics as a way of understanding like people moving through space, right? There's a natural flow of people being taken to worse situations.
Yes.
Buildings and spaces have rooms that you don't want to go into, and you know that just by how people step in and move around those rooms.
Yeah. I would also say the absence of where people are moving is also very important.
Right. Yeah. There's the perps. The people who have got on the wrong side of security are flowing in that general direction, right? Yeah. And that is the river that you join.
And as that happens, as they continue to walk through, little bits of conversation float in about how there seems to be something on the wind. Mm. It's not anyone's articulating what it is necessarily, but something seems to be changing. These little hushed conversations, such and so forth. But then it becomes quite bureaucratic. It becomes numbers and letters are placed on building walls.
On slates that are rubbed off.
That's right. People are, you know, there are signs and there are walkways. There are coloured paths like you would see in a hospital to guide people towards things. Except, of course, because it's Dune and Harkonnen, there are shades of grey and white and black. Yeah. All different ones. Because color in those guys is not a thing. But it's like navigating a kind of hospital wing or any bureaucracy. Once you understand sort of how the building functions, how it breathes and moves, it's actually quite easy to navigate. Mm. You don't find yourself getting lost. He's a mentat, so he has kind of perfect direction sense. He doesn't get turned around. He knows he can always find his, like, where the polar sink is on the planet.
I'd imagine as well, you could probably like do the mentat thing of flick back your eyes and the blueprints are like, there, you
there.
Know?
Yeah,
like,
He caught a glance of like a building schematic.
Yep.
And there it is imprinted now. And then eventually finds himself in front of a Harkonnen officer.
Yes.
We're here to see the prisoner.
What prisoner?
Which one do you think I mean? The Fremen.
Oh, that animal.
Yes. You take your time.
Oh, yes, I do. All right, okay.
You waste it. And mine.
He holds your gaze for a long time.
I'll use listeners at home. I'm going to just use the extra point of momentum that I had to make this happen. I lean over the table at him I'm the authority in this. And my eyes flick down to see where the Fremen is being held on the piece of paper that he's filing through or the documents that he's filing.
He's flicking through very laboriously.
So as I lean over, the eyes just flick down ever so impossibly subtly during his blink as he reacts backwards, leaning back in his chair as someone kind of invades his personal space. And I can look down and glance and then I have a memory of what's there.
You just walk...
And then I just walk away.
Cell 25B.
As he walks past.
Need your stamp on the release forms on the way back. And you walk past.
We walk past. Yep. We ignore him.
On a mission.
Another guard is standing in the corridor, and when you reach the cell, he knows this person is to be released. It's extremely utilitarian in here. Blocky, iron, riveted doors with a classic mechanical lock, which thuds open as he turns the key. And as the door swings wide, its moan of the hinges mix with the tortured screams of others who have not yet been released, echoing down the halls. And bloodied and bruised, but sitting up defiant... is your Fremen contact.
I would like to get a read, Saba cannot help himself, on how he has been tortured and what effectiveness does it seem to have on his current psyche.
He's been whipped.
Is that
all? Well, he does have...
I love June.
part of it is also the...
They have ornithopters, but also they just whip people as torture.
Well, it's the physical thing, but it's also the, you know, the breaking of the spirit.
Saba says again to himself, is that all? A lot more can be done.
That's, yeah, I'm sure it has.
Well, that's the question. That's what I'm asking.
There's an image of a man chained on his knees, defeated in an empty cavernous space. And in the foreground, very simply, a fist grips a savage-looking whip. The old ways are often the best. And it's a great way to keep Harkonnen troops happy, is let them take out their savagery on people. Yeah. Especially insignificant animals like Fremen. So, yeah, he's been whipped. It's probably the worst. Probably the worst of it is the repeated whipping.
Yep.
The other things that have been done to him are probably more subtle and would require a roll to find out.
Well, I absolutely want to do that.
Yeah, so it's an understand. Difficulty one. It'd be about how he gets to his feet. You'll kind of understand what's wrong with him, how he moves. So understand, unless you can convince me something else is worth using.
Here's my question, because I was wondering about this. In terms of the move skill, does it only apply to your own movement, or can it be your assessment of other people's, like the way that they move and hold themselves and carry themselves?
It's your dexterity. It's generally your command of your own body. Yeah.
The only other one I would say is battle, his understanding of pain and of inflicting.
Yes. So, yeah. I would say yes. You could use battle.
Yeah. Mm. So I'm gonna
you
say,
understand what injuries look like. Yeah.
I'm going to say battle and...
And your drive?
Yeah, I'm going to say power, because he's trying to attain how the psyche has been, like, mentally it's affected him as well. Like, has it been taken from him? Like, what has been, like, taken from this person mentally and emotionally?
It's more about what you're doing. The drive is, like, why? Why do you want to know how he's been tortured?
He's interested, because he, like, game respects game.
So that's, like, a truth?
Truth.
Yeah.
Truth. What's your truth score?
5.
It doesn't have a statement or anything?
No, it does not.
Okay, so, we don't need to...
Total 13.
Yeah, it's difficulty 1. Using battle.
That is going to be 2 successes.
Hey.
Okay, so you get a momentum.
Great. Just in the stillness and the silence of the cave, as this person like steps up, there's like a... He doesn't let it show on his face, but he's admiring the punishment that has been inflicted. Mm. And as a professional, he's looking for the more subtler ways that this Fremen has. Because also, it gives him an understanding of how the Harkonnens approach torture and approach extracting of information.
So, it looks like he has had bones systematically broken. So, they've started breaking his fingers one by one. His dominant hand, his right hand, is obviously... He's trying to hide it, but you can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell when someone's battle hand has been compromised. They've started breaking his fingers. They've broken 3 of his fingers.
And does he get up on his own?
Yeah, he's very proud.
He's defiant.
He's defiant,
proud.
Yeah. Cool. So, this is Orin Hadesh. He has been working with your house for some time. He's one of the few Fremen who are in and around Carthag. It's quite rare for Fremen to be here. And as such, he doesn't often wear kind of traditional Fremen clothing, but he has the eyes. He has the blue in blue eyes, which kind of give him away, essentially. And like all Fremen, he's dour and closed and determined, because he is of the desert. He is of this world. There is no room for softness here. So despite the pain that you can expertly see, he is defiant as he stands.
From the darkness, you just hear him say, "Can you walk?"
"Yes, I can."
"Good. Come forward."
He, shakily at first, but finds his feet underneath him, comes forward. "I suspect I will need a healer."
"Back at the house, can you walk quickly?" And he doesn't mean now, he's just ascertaining in general.
"I can do what... Yes, I am capable."
"Good. We may be in need of that."
"Let us leave this place."
Was there any guards that were, like, around as well? Or were we just left to our own devices in terms of coming to extract?
It's a very small cell. You're, like, standing next to the guy who opened the door.
Great. He would, like, look down at the guard and says, "Are we done?"
"Don't need anything from you."
He'll allow Orin to, like, step forward, but he files in close behind Orin.
The guard spits on Orin as he passes.
He'll stop, and he'll turn to face the guard.
"Yeah?"
"Ikshana thanks you."
"I love this job."
"Masters, might we need any clothing or footwear to disguise our charge.
During this time, because that's how June works.
Back at the ranch.
Oh, you had an extra success. Do you want to just pot it into the momentum?
Yeah, yeah. I want to start.
Thank
two
you.
Momentum.
Yep. Sweet, two momentum?
Yep. Two in the pool.
That's
sweet.
Good. That's good. Yeah.
I'd that like to predict the future.
Shit.
Yeah.
Every game master's worst nightmare. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to use calculated precision as a mentor. Using
calculated.
Prediction, pardon.
Yeah.
The risk calculated.
Using the facts and figures you've memorized, your ability to process information, you can attempt to predict the future. No such predictions are, of course, 100% perfect, as there may be variables that you are unaware of that predict the future.
So
you
I
may
can change
spend
it if I
a
want to.
Few minutes to meditate upon predicting the future. The minutes of
what,
getting this
I was
guy
doing
down
this
and talking to him. And this requires an understanding test with a difficulty of 4. It's not easy. If succeed, you may ask the Game Master to state something that is likely to occur in the future. You may ask for one additional prediction for every 2 points of momentum you spend. The Game Master can make these predictions vague, and they do not have to explain any context for the prediction or why that thing is likely to occur.
So it could have nothing to do with what's about to happen with us. It could just be a worm appears.
Yeah, yep. So it's an understanding.
It's gonna be a worm.
Understanding difficulty 4. What's your drive? Why are you doing this?
Duty. We must get out of here safely.
Safely. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. The charge must be safely escorted out.
Yep. Man, Duty's a great drive when
that
you're trying
sense.
To get stuff done.
Correct. When you're trying to get stuff done
for your house.
For the house. Yeah. If it was selfish, that would suck.
Yeah.
Any focuses?
Yes. Understand. Focus. Deductive reasoning.
Yeah, it's a calculated prediction.
Or if you'd like, I'm happy to use cultural studies as the Harkonnens. Like,
how
the cultural
observations
that I have made of my time deductively reasoning how I got here is likely to infer how their response is in the future, in this immediate space.
Okay, you can have the focus. You can have the focus, yeah. Are you buying any die?
Yeah, I'll buy one.
Yeah, we got two momentum.
Go for it. Use both.
No, I want to save one.
Okay, you're doing something
else.
We'll
lose one anyway at the end of the scene.
Yeah,
yeah, but then
if
I get lots of successes, I could spend them to get more predictions.
Cool.
No, you're right.
You know what? No,
because it's difficult. Remember, it's difficulty 4.
I'll buy another one.
It's difficulty 4, yeah.
It's difficulty 4?
Yeah. So it's a lot, so you need
it. Yeah. Is that a one?
Is that a one?
Is that a one?
No, unfortunately not. It's not. It's not a one. That is, unfortunately, I rolled 2 19s, which sucks.
At least they're not 20s.
Yeah, fortunately, I only got 3 successes.
Oh,
it's two.
Wow, Chris, did you have to be such a disappointment? No.
Yeah,
there's,
right.
There's too much.
Throw this dice away. It has a 13 with the 3 rubbed out.
Oh, sorry.
That's why it looked like
Do
a
you
one.
You want to borrow a June?
No, that's fine. June dice.
Yeah.
Yay! It's too busy here. Too many cries of anguish and pain.
It is impossible to navigate the outer eddies if...
There's too much coming and going.
It's too much coming and going.
Yeah, there's too much data.
That makes sense.
You can't formulate it into anything.
So the Harkonnens are brutal, but they're also stupid, which makes predicting them hard.
Yeah, it can be, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know?
Why is this guy spitting? Doesn't he know that that's a Fremen tradition? Oh, wait, no, he doesn't know that. Damn it, fuck, god damn it.
He doesn't know that. The Fremen's like, aha, you just gave me respect.
Yeah, genuinely.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, I know that, but he doesn't know that. But
he doesn't know that. I don't know that.
So your eyes roll back down as your party kind of meets back up with you as they come out of the cell. You kind of have to shake your head. You're unable to kind of navigate the eddies of fate and prediction and that pseudo-mentat. Not quite psychic, not quite
close to psionic.
Yeah, it's in that realm, right? Yeah.
As, you just as can't Saba, as Saba bring it heads together. Past you, he even just says it, just goes anything.
He shakes his head.
My clothes and my knife.
Oh, fuck his knife.
Oh,
why did I spend that momentum?
That's right. I'll get it.
Man puts the.
I'll get another one from the worm.
The man puts a package, vacuum seal package of clothing on the desk. I don't want to know you indecent as you leave the building, but the knife is contraband and has been confiscated.
Saba looks down at him. We will be needing it.
So getting him to hand over this is difficulty 4.
Yep.
He doesn't see any reason why he should have to listen to you. He's in the seat of his own power. He's the one who took the knife, and it's really nice.
He's a retail worker, and he's the manager.
So convincing this guy is extremely difficult.
Yeah, let's
go
for it.
He sees no reason to. So communicate test or a battle test. It's a battle test if you explicitly threaten to hurt him.
I want to say it's a battle power test because he turns around, he looks down, and he, like, threateningly puts a hand in his robe.
Right, so you're explicitly threatening him.
Yes.
Great.
So and I'm going to be using my statement, power comes at a knife's edge. This is a yes. This is a threat.
Yeah.
Actually, here we go. He doesn't put a hand into his coat pocket. He flicks his wrist out, and you see the bodkin slowly yep. jut out from his wrist prodder. And I have a focus of a short blade. It is a short
ooh,
blade.
Oh, you are using the short blade to threaten to kill him.
Yes.
Ah, oh, why am I so generous? Yes, you can use it as a focus, yeah.
It is a short blade.
Because it's a battle roll, much harder, right? So it's, yep. that's why it's a four.
Yes.
If it's a communicate roll, I would make it slightly easier, right? And I'm going to spend a threat, so it's now five difficulty.
Okay.
So it's five difficulty.
Oh, in that case, I literally can't succeed.
Unless you buy threat with dice with threat.
That's right.
This is what I'm doing, right? This is an extremely difficult and risky thing to do. Threaten a Harkonnen officer in the middle of the guard complex.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, fuck it. I've said I'm doing it, so let's do it. Let's get a threat. Let's use
and
it.
And for me, that justifies letting you have the focus as well, because it's already fucking hard for us.
Yes.
Okay, so are you buying any dice?
I'm giving you a threat.
So that buys one extra dice. If you want two dice, you need to give me two threat.
I'm rolling three. Cool. And I just need to get under 15. I need two crits, actually, is what I need to be able to get
it's
this
five
done.
To pass it, yeah.
Give it a shot. This early on.
Move without rhythm, boy.
That is six successes.
Yeah! Boom!
Phil winces inwardly.
That is a...
there was a whole fucking subplot about getting this guy's Chris knife back. So that he would work with you.
Speed run of June, baby.
And you fucking eliminated it with a really, really hard roll.
That is a two, a three, and a six. This is Saba also buying this man's trust back. Like, yeah, you've been threatened, you've been beaten, but I fucking take care of you. And look what I'm willing to do it.
Don't worry. I'm forgetting something very key. Yeah. So don't worry. You can have the Chris knife back, but there's something about Chris knives that.
Oh.
Yeah.
But this is how Saba works, baby.
But at least got it back, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't need to explicitly say it. It's him like literally going, look at what I just did in plain view of everyone for you.
So you demand the Chris knife back, and with a few words, you basically just say,
all
we'll have it back.
All he said
and
was
you put the knife to his
all he said was
him.
We need it now. No, he didn't even need to do that. He turns, looks at him, and all he does is he flicks over his wrist, and you see slowly, you hear the slight scraping of the bodkin as it slowly starts to protrude outside of its sheath on his wrist.
The guard who's manning the desk, you notice now is a bit overweight, a bit sweaty. And now he's very, very sweaty as a distinct bead appears on his forehead. Of course. We were only holding it for evidence.
No.
And he quickly rifles with his things under the desk
and
nervously produces a milk white.
No, we don't see that as Janice puts his hands and closes his eyes over his two companions.
Excellent.
He gets when out you, something.
By the time you open your eyes, it is gone.
Good.
It has been secreted away in Oren's clothing.
Oh, Saber,
you are told to avert your eyes as well.
Oh, I just put my hand over his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Saba.
I do what
of,
I'm told.
Yeah, you're the small apprentice in training. Yeah. I like probably wrap my hand around your head to cover your eyes from the back.
Mm. But for you, audience, a knife is produced. Slender milk white blade, a tooth of the maker of great Shai Hulud, a Chris knife, a holy object.
Saba turns to him and says, to Oren,
is that everything?
It will be in time, he says, focusing his eyes upon the guard. In time, all things will be corrected, all things will be made whole. He gives the guard a smile. He's not really listening to you. He's adding to your intimidation with his own. And he fixes the guard's eyes a little bit longer. Get me out of this disgusting place.
Gives him a small like nudge forward for him to move. And then we follow from behind.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The four of you, Orin Hadesh, the Fremen, Saba, Janus, and an infiltrator of House Ikshana, emerge into the dry evening air of Arrakis with the nutmeg cinnamon scent of spice in the air as you emerge once more into the open air. Your route across the city will have to be taken on foot, and it will lead you through the slums.
Great.
Before you reach the Waterfall District, where House Ikshana has their compound. You begin hustling through the city, keeping a wary eye around you as you go.
I have a question before anything eventuates, unless there's more to be said. There was something that he would have done before we even started. I want to incorporate one of Saba's particular skills, which is called constantly watching.
Yep, tell me how that works.
The moment that Saba comes into the open space, we're outside of the administration building, he is vigilant. He is watching. He is immediately scanning for people that are watching them, for people that have changed their gait, that are following, that are basically acting oddly and suspiciously. This is the key part of his training and why he is on this mission. Constantly watching allows you to do the following. It is a skill check that I get to decide to detect danger or hidden enemies, and I reduce the difficulty by 2.
Okay, so make difficulty 0.
I was going to say that the skill that I wanted to utilize for that, I was going to say it's his discipline. It's his training. It's his discipline. Sure. And being able to stay focused and to watch and to observe.
To drive?
It's his duty.
It's his duty. Yeah, it's right. His duty. Do you have a drive statement for
yeah,
duty?
Yeah, obey my house in all things. His house has told him to get this person safely. Back safely.
Matches up to me. It's down now to difficulty 0.
Great.
Because it was a 1, and now it's a 0.
Let's get myself some momentum by getting some successes.
Yes, that is a great use of momentum. You're at 0 momentum. You had 1 left over, but it vanished at the end of last scene.
That's right. So this is going to be 5 plus a 8, which is a 13. So I have to get under 13. I got a 6 and a 9, so 2 successes.
2 successes.
Yeah. So 2 mementos.
2 momentum.
Beautiful.
Basically, so looking for, is there a change in the pulse and like the liveliness of the city that react to them in the space and or follow them and or are observing them?
Well, it's funny you should mention that.
Hey!
Yes. It's how coincidental. As you go into a narrow part of the slums, and Carthage is really a city of haves and have-nots. It has all the luxuries for the nobles, but those who have fallen to the bottom are the real dregs of society, and they live in terrible conditions in the forgotten parts of the city. And as you traverse some narrow, dimly lit alleyways, I'm calling the shadowed alleyways.
Okay, shadow.
Right. The shadowed alleyways. You are aware that three figures in nondescript clothing are following you and are about to attack. This skirmish has three zones. The shadowed alleyway, a broken bridge. So ahead of you, beyond the alleyways, it opens out into a span, a crumbling span over a trough of refuse. Of rubbish and household effluent.
Waste.
Of waste. And there is a crumbling, broken bridge that crosses it. This part of the city perhaps was more opulent when it was first constructed. So it has a kind of sense of fallen grandeur. And then the trash is just kind of piled up amongst the toppled statues and dried up canals that they tried to have. Despite Arrakis's dryness. So this zone is precarious. Right, and it leads on from the alleyways. And further into the city and escape, after the bridge, there is a Samutaden. A large
building on the other side of the bridge, you can faintly hear, even at this distance, strange hypnotic music coming from there. So Samuta is a drug which is activated by certain hypnotic music to send you into a trance.
If MDMA.
You
can
sorry?
It's MDMA,
yeah.
So it's a drug den.
Yeah, but like...
Junie,
yeah, that's right.
Instead of house music, it's more sitars or...
You might be about to say this, but just so sorry if I'm jumping ahead. Two questions. Number one, this is a new scene, yes?
Yes.
Is there a new trait for this scene?
Precarious,
no, because no? In a conflict, rather than the scene having a trait...
Yep. That's the ones that you put there, like
the three zones have their own traits. There was going to be a trait for the scene that would exist for the first round called surprise attack.
Yeah.
Doesn't really apply anymore.
Well, are you sure?
My second question was, so the fact that I've noticed them, in terms of going into this scene, does that give us any sort of advantage, or the fact that I have noticed that they are?
Well, you were going to have a trait that lowered all your defenses, which you have nullified.
Yes, so that is it. Basically, I've evened the playing field, so to speak,
absolutely,
as opposed to being...
Absolutely, you have.
Taken away the disadvantage.
Because as you navigate through these alleyways, you notice them.
Can I say how I think Saba expressing...
Of course,
that to
please
the others.
Do, yeah.
So he kind of like, at times, he doesn't maintain contact with Oren's shoulder, but every now and then he will like maintain contact with him just to like keep him going forward, turn him if he needs to, because this is what Saba does. He can navigate his way through the slums and through the district. This is his element, the way to kind of like very surreptitiously weave in and out. If Janice was adept at doing this inside the administration building, here outside in the open... is where Saba reigns. As soon as he kind of notices the three, I believe you said.
There are three. You notice them one by one kind of slipping out of alleyways. And yeah, like you say, it's a shift. They follow you differently. Yeah. They move differently than others. And you pick up one.
Yep.
Then a second. No. Definitely three.
And the way that the others know, and also that the Fremen knows, is at one point when Saba puts his contact back on the shoulder, he does so with only three fingers. And he places three fingers on the shoulder, and when he puts them back, he just, for an extra second, lets that linger and just inhales slightly to have his head nodding back. We are being followed by three people. Beware.
So I'm going to put all three of you as your own asset. Mm-hmm. Each of you is an asset. Four of you are your own asset. And you are in the shadowed alleyways with the three assailants. And you get to go first, Saba.
Take it away.
Saba, you go first. What would you like to do with your turn?
So I would like to do two things. One thing that I'm looking to do, I'm going to use Subtle Step, which is another talent that Saba has, which enables me to do a move test to sneak past an area or to subtly move an asset in a conflict. I want to immediately look to escort Oren to the next
zone.
Just straight away, it's almost breaking rank. It's just like protect the asset.
Yep.
So he's just immediately going to almost clamp down forward. And the idea is just to quickly, faster than a man of his size should be able to move, almost sweep Oren into the next section.
So normally you can do that anyway. So what makes Shadow Step unique?
Subtle Step. When you attempt a move test to sneak or... when you attempt a move test to sneak or otherwise pass unseen through an area, or when you attempt to move an asset subtly during a conflict, the first extra D20 you purchase for the test is free. That's what it does.
Right.
Yeah, it gives me an extra D20 that I can just purchase.
For free.
For the move test. So I can start with three D20s for free.
Yeah.
To do a subtle move test, which is what I would like to do.
You're going to subtly move an asset.
Yes. Asset you, being Oren.
You will remain in the alleyways and he will move to the broken bridge because he is an asset.
Exactly right. It's almost by putting the three fingers him, and I literally am going to forcefully shove him as hard as I can.
Okay, so it's a move test, difficulty 2.
That is going to be...
your drive is...
I mean, it's still going to be duty.
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 Yep.
Yeah, happy obey for you my to house keep... in all things.
Are those
you're on mission, so
two momentum
elves?
Yes, they are. Yeah. I got them from the
previous
the
thing.
Yeah. From watching.
Yeah. And could you use any of the... No.
Traits are narrow and dim.
Yeah, I was going to say, could you use any of those traits to help?
I would say dim, yes, absolutely.
So dim lowers the difficulty by 1, makes it...
I'm not going to take any momentum, I'm safe. I can do this easy.
Yep.
Save this for what you guys want to do. That is 3 successes.
Is that a 1?
No, that's a 7.
Oh.
It's a 7, a 9, and a 4. And I just had to go under 14.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get a momentum. Because you have moved subtly, you can keep the initiative for
free.
Yes, I can just do an extra move straight away, can't I?
So your choices now are spend two momentum to move an additional zone, so you could push him even further, and you can keep the initiative. It's your second thing you can do. And keeping the initiative lets you do one of two things. Do another action yourself.
Yes.
At plus one difficulty.
That's right.
Or hand it over to someone else on your team.
Yeah, he's going to go immediately into general mode. He sees it coming like from a mile away and he goes into action. The first thing he does is he's going to whisper, he's going to grunt and snarl at Oren and just say,
run, meet us at the building.
No, meet us at the den. And I'm going to use that to push him even further towards the den.
So that takes two momentum, yep.
Yep. Then I'm also going to keep the initiative, but I'm not going to do my action.
Yeah, you're going to pass it to your team.
I'm basically, the way that I foresee it is because he has like taken like control and alerted everyone, it gives you guys time to like get on top of it and to react at the same time as him.
It is your turn still, you two. Who is going next?
I'll go next.
Yep.
Okay, so Janus is elected to go next. What do you do with your turn?
First and foremost, I'd like to ask about these assailants.
So you'd like to obtain information?
I would.
Understand tests?
Or free a battle test?
Oh, it's free, of course.
It's Chris's free. Satisfied smile.
It's free because you have mentat powers.
I do have mentat powers. I would like to know what sort of quality these guys are in. Are they strong, weak? What about them?
Desperate, tired.
Hired, smart. Unwise, professional.
They're professional, yeah. They've been hired to do a job on you guys. They're like not ruffians. They're wearing nondescript clothing.
Okay.
Do you mean they're not in a uniform, but they're like, they've obviously picked.
Yes, this isn't a crime of desperation.
No,
this
no,
is
you're not being robbed, yeah. You're being attacked.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know how to explain this. They're not real low status people that have been like taken off the street. They are acting as if they are, but they're actually much more deadly and dangerous than that.
They're targeting you.
Yes.
Okay. It's not opportunistic. It's an attack.
Yeah. It's an attack. Okay. In that case, then, let's give them...
You're trying to create... So you're using...
I'm sorry.
You're
I'm combining my talents. I'm now putting theory into practice.
Yes.
Now that I know that they are professionals, they're sort of well-equipped, I am going to say that they have the trait.
This lets you create a trait for the scene? Whoa. Or how exactly does... What does it let you create a trait attached to?
Can you create a trait for them?
So what I can do is once per scene when you attain... This is putting theory into practice. Once per scene when you attain information, you may create a trait for free to represent an advantage, opportunity, or weakness you've identified with the information you've received.
Okay, yeah, of course. You can create a weakness in them. Yeah, what do you spot?
Yeah, absolutely. The weakness is... Mercenary.
Yeah.
Ah, that they're hired.
They're hired.
They're
and
hired,
can be hired again.
They can be
to be
hired
swayed
again.
With money.
They will fall back if they feel like it is
they're
too
not
big a
devout.
Job.
Yeah.
There's no skin in the game for them.
Yeah. They do not have duty as a major drive.
Yeah.
They probably have something like power or justice or faith.
They literally
could
be like, fuck
duty.
This, I'm getting out of here. This is too rough.
Correct. They are mercenary. That is their thinking. That is their trait.
Yeah.
The strength, the weakness. Yeah, I made it vague rather than like something.
You can use that.
They don't have faith.
None of that takes an action because you can do the
can do
information
for
free because you're constantly watching.
Yep.
Passive scrutiny.
Passive scrutiny.
So you still find yourself in the shadowed alleyways with your two house fellows and the three attackers. What do you do with your action?
I am going to move into the next one quietly and stealthily.
So you do a subtle move into
onto the broken bridge.
Okay, that is a move test difficulty 2.
Yep, and I am doing that because I am escorting our person.
Correct.
Who is the most important thing. I'm going to use the justice rather than duty. My justice line is I must protect the house, and this is a house asset.
Okay, yep.
Rather than it being a kind of dutiful action, this is a just action. Duty would be more aligned with making sure everyone gets out.
Yeah.
This is a just action. This is the person who's weakened, and so I have to protect them. I'm going to spend one of the momentum to get an extra die. One of the traits... That will reduce the difficulty because it's shadowy.
The dim trait, yeah.
The dim trait,
yep. One.
And I am sneaking my way through. I'm picking quietly and disappearing into the shadows.
Yeah. So as they close in on you and you indicated that they're here, you quickly send Oren away and then you yourself, Jaina, slip after him as quickly as possible, hoping to leave the attackers in your wake.
Correcto.
Go for it.
Oh, did I mention that I'm stealthy? That I have the focus stealthy, so anything...
Oh, you have a focus?
Yeah, anything under the roll of 6 is going to crit.
Great.
Well, that's a crit and another success. 6 and 6 is 12, by the way, is what I was trying to get under. So that's 3 successes.
So 1 to pass and then 2 momentum.
I'll spend another one to, try and push on.
So it costs you 2 momentum to move another zone.
Great. Let's get out.
Both you and Orin find yourself in the cloudy, hazy atmosphere of the Samutadan. You push past the cloth awnings into strange music that Sean is going to have a lot of fun weaving into the soundscape of the scene.
What a jaunty little tune.
We're going to hit copyright struck, guys.
And you're so quick and sly about it that Orin barely acknowledges that you have entered right behind him.
Yeah.
Keeping the momentum is now free.
Sweet.
So you can either take another action at +1 or
the actions with
action
us
with your team.
Great. I'm going to hand it back to Sean.
Sean can't go yet. The round is over.
He's been. Yeah.
So it goes to your infiltrator minor character.
There you go. Infiltrator.
Yeah.
You
go.
Just for my knowledge, what do you reckon your name is?
Let's say Silver.
Silver. Great.
Nice. I like it.
Just for my curiosity, as Silver is the apprentice to Saba.
Yeah.
Silver and Saba. Oh,
because you're minor, you're not like an import. You're like
No. It's more just like I'm taking your lead.
Yes.
And would I know if Saba is standing to fight?
Saba is about to fuck them up.
Oh, okay. Well, then surely it's fair for me to notice that from my master.
You notice that Saba pushed Orin on as Janice slipped off, and Saba has stopped and he's turning around in this moment.
For the house. And yeah, I'm looking to fight alongside Saba.
You're going
to
attack one of your assailants?
Yep.
Okay, so an attack, it's always a contest. So what I do is I set the difficulty for you. These guys have a 12 as their base. I'm going to spend a threat to give them one more die. 3 successes.
Okay. Don't have any more momentum left.
If you can spend threat to buy dice.
I can.
Well.
How much is the threat that we've got currently?
3.
Three.
Yeah. I'm spending it quite hard.
Because Phil's been spending.
Yeah.
You're a minor character.
Oh, no. It's more just like...
It'll help me. Little bit of foreshadowing. I'm not going to need to give Phil threat to get my dice pool up. So I'm fine.
Yeah.
Also, these guys are minor characters. So if you hit them, they're
going to die.
Subdued, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more just with 3 difficulty on 2 die.
Yeah, yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, let's... I'd like to buy a die with some threat. Thanks.
Okay, so 1, you're just buying 1?
Yep.
So threat's back up to 4.
I have a quality of 6 and a battle of 5. I'm a lower NPC, so I don't have any particular drive or focus or assets.
Show Saba that you've been paying attention to his teachings.
Essentially, yeah. For the house. So that's a 4 and a 2, just 2 successes.
You fail. You strike at one of the mercenaries as they emerge round the corner from the alleyway, but they are too quick for you. They knew that they had been clocked. You weren't quite as surprising as you thought you were.
The stillness of Saba taking the information in, as opposed to what Silver has done, which is just there's that fear in him. That
it's rather rash action.
That makes him strike just a bit too early.
Yeah, just jumping the gun. Now it goes over to your opposition side, who get to take all their turns because you guys kept the initiative really well.
Yeah.
2 of them are going to strike at one of you each.
Yep.
While the other pursues their target.
Thought so. Gets past me. Go.
The first one is going to attempt to move into the broken bridge, and he's going to move boldly. I'm going to spend a threat to give him another die. Passes. 5, a 6, and a 7. Very nice.
Oh, my God.
Excellent. Jeez. So what happens is he darts onto the broken bridge, and he pulls Silver with him. He rushes off, eyes fixed on his target, and instinctively, you know you have to protect that asset, and you find yourself chasing after him. So both of you are drawn off onto the broken bridge, and that's where you'll be in the next round, both of you there.
Great.
Another one takes a swipe at yourself, Saba. So I need a defense number from you.
Okay, so and the way we do that is do a battle. I do just a contested roll.
Yes, so you do a battle roll.
Plus, I'm going to say power.
Cool.
Because power comes at a knife's edge.
Yeah.
You are contesting me in my realm.
Yeah, literally has the word knife in it. you set the difficulty for the attack against you.
I can't use my talents until my turn. That'll be right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is, okay, so I rolled a 3 and a 1, and it already, if it's lower than 8.
It's 4.
Yeah, so it's 4 successes.
Yeah.
So I got 2 crits, basically.
Cool.
And a super crit.
You don't get any momentum from that, because all you're doing is setting a difficulty.
So it's a difficulty of 4?
Yeah. Whew.
That's helpful because there's two of them attacking me. So
very good.
Oh, did I beat the difficulty of my move test? I think that generates threat for me. Not sure. Anyway, I can double crit and maybe hit you, but it's unlikely. No, I got 2 19s.
Oh! You see, like, the way that Saba, like, as he turns around, under, like, the dim lighting that just casts through one of the buildings, a smile that slowly starts to creep on his face. He welcomes the challenge as he starts to step forward to meet this attack.
What you see is he comes at you with a club. They've come to subdue, to knock out and kidnap. So he takes a swipe at your legs, trying to kind of bring you down to your knees. You're way too fast. The other one's also going to attack you, the third one, because Silver has already run off.
Yes. So do I do another defensive or is it the same one?
You make a new contested roll.
In terms of adding threat, a non-player character momentum, non-player characters with unspent momentum cannot save it as player characters can, as they don't have a group momentum pool. Instead, a non-player character may add to threat, adding 1 point to threat for each momentum point they have remaining.
Pretty sure I beat it by one, so I take a point of threat.
That's another four.
Damn, Sava's good at his job.
Yeah, one success from him.
This is what I statted him for.
So the shadowed alleyways of Carthage, these two step out of the shadows, brandishing their clubs, and they take some inexpert swings at you. Do you even need to deflect them, or are you simply weaving out of the way?
He's getting to know them, so he is actually going to deflect them with the bodkin. You hear the shing as it comes out and goes past his hand, and he's just using it as basic deflection. He wants to feel what strength they have, what dexterity has, so he wants them to contact his blade.
At the moment, you are handily besting them in terms of skill. Utterly. That is the end of round one. In round two, I'm going to spend 2 threats to bring in some reinforcements as 3 more assailants wearing similarly nondescript clothing. One of them has a bright green scarf. Doesn't give them an identity, but does mark them out to the band as the leader, perhaps. Emerge from the shadows of the Samuta Den, ready to attack. It is your team's go, though, so who would like to act first?
I think it makes most sense for Saba.
If I can dispatch them early, then I can try and join you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It also would help to get a small momentum.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and you're the combat guy, you know what I mean? Like, you're the leader in this situation.
Yeah. Saba has assessed them. Now he's going to make them pay for not doing their research enough on him. As he deflects one of the blows, he reaches down and he grabs a handful of debris and sand and rocks that are just like on the ground. And I'm going to be using my dirty fighting focus. So I'm going to be doing another battle power. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be using my dirty fighting trait as he's just going to chuck it into their eyes and just go for a bladed punch at the same time.
Great.
Also, I would like to do my third yet unused trait talent, which is called to fight someone is to know them. I choose a skill, which I'm doing, my battle skill. And I'm going to win a conflict with that chosen skill. If I do so, I can gain 2 bonus momentum to either, so I have to use this straight away, to either obtain information or create a trait that represents knowledge gained against my opponent. So that's what I'm going to do as well.
Okay.
We don't have any momentum, but we're going to get some soon.
Yeah, and I've spent quite a lot of threats. You're only on 2 threat at the moment.
Yeah.
The defense score is 2.
Battle plus my power is 15 again. Just need to get below my 8, like I always have.
Because I haven't been using the traits here because you're fighting under the same circumstances. Yeah. So they can't see
each
other. Are
you using the same state?
Crit fail on a 20. But I also got a 12, which is a success. So 1 success and 1 crit fail.
So you don't hit him, you don't hurt him.
No.
And you suffer a complication.
Yes.
Unless you buy it off with threat.
And I don't get to know what that threat is beforehand, do I?
Well, no, it's just 2 points of threat to buy off the complication.
Yeah. How many threat are you on?
2.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm going to use the 2 threat to stave off this complication.
So it would have been, because you're using battle, it would have been something battle related.
That's
so it would
I
have
thought.
Been something physical.
Exhausted, perhaps, or unarmed, stunned,
yeah,
injured.
Your knife gets flung across or something.
I think your attempt to kind of know them by weathering their blows would have been a little bit too cocky.
Yes.
And you would have started to get bruised up by their clubs under a hail of blows. Like, I can take this. Oh, actually, no.
Yeah.
But you've chosen to give me some more threat and instead kind of grit your teeth and take some of the blows and maybe get a bit more serious.
Yeah, some of those club blows start to hit. It doesn't bring him down, but he feels the club thwacking like it's hitting a redwood. It doesn't budge, but he feels it.
Yeah, so it's your assailants go, and we'll start with Green Scarf. He emerges from a back room of the Samuta Den, locks eyes with Janus and Oren, and he rushes at Oren. Orin is going to defend himself. He is going to have a load by one because he's injured.
Does he get anything by having his Chris knife?
He gets his Chris knife.
It's an asset.
Yeah.
It allows him to do combat actions.
It allows
actions.
Him to do stuff. It doesn't give him anything.
Doesn't
actually
give him anything. Just in terms of he has an asset to use.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's not completely defenseless.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or is he?
Or maybe he is.
It's not too bad. So he got a one. So he's got a defense score of two down to one.
Yep.
And then his assailant is just going to use 2d12. They hit him because they got one success as well. He is not a minor character. He's a pretty notable NPC. So he's going to need a few blows to subdue him. But the guy comes out. The three of them emerge from the haze of Samutaden. And as you, Janus and Orin, are looking for a way to exit this area, he comes from behind a haze of purple smoke and cracks Orin across the face, staggering him backwards. Not enough to knock him out, but certainly a start. Then it's your turn again, you guys.
Yep.
Saba's been.
Yeah.
So it's either
you or
Janus
me.
Or I.
I think I'll go next.
Yep.
I think we need to. So Janus is not a combat character. No. But so here we go.
Teehee.
Janus knows that the job is to protect our asset.
Yep.
So he is going to try and pull the attackers onto the bridge.
Yes.
Take him back. Yeah, yeah.
So
cool.
Using the trait of the clouded nature of the den.
Yes.
He's trying to create confusion as to who is who.
Who is who and where they're going.
Yep. Where they're going. So the aim is to follow me.
Yep. So you're going to make a bold move.
Bold move. And I'm going to use duty. What must be done, must be done. I'm self-martyr thing here.
Yeah.
Let's get it off the asset. We got to get the asset free. He's being attacked.
Difficulty two. Clouded takes it down to difficulty one.
Yep.
Make your roll.
Move and duty. I don't get bonuses there. Come on. Oh, I don't get any crits on this. A two.
Hey!
That's
a success.
You passed. Yeah,
pass.
You pass.
Thank God.
So you move back to the middle and then you pull the leader with you?
Yeah, I guess I can only take the leader because I only got one success.
Yeah.
I pulled the leader with me.
Use the confusion of the den, back out of the Smuta den, and you find the green scarfed leader following you, but there are two more assailants still in the Samuta den with
Orin.
That's fine. Orin can handle himself.
Okay.
Rather than three on two.
Three on, yeah.
Yeah. And me being kind of useless, it's now 2-on-1 with him handling himself.
Hmm.
Okay, never mind.
He didn't go last time. I think maybe he's going to try and fight now.
Yeah, I think maybe.
Injured as he is, he's going to put up a fight this round.
Might try.
It is their go again. One of the two, this is the most important thing happening, is going to try and subdue Orin again. Orin, two successes again.
Good job.
Good boy.
So that's down to one because he's injured. His attacker. One success, but a complication.
Ooh.
So they've sort of half taken him down. He's taken a blow across the face, one across the shin, but he is really fighting back and turns into sort of a wrestle amongst the den. They're smashing into low tables, knocking over cookers and...
Can I argue that Clouded should reduce the difficulty on their attack roll on him so that they don't actually get the hit?
Sure.
Nice.
Yay.
Yeah, I can argue that makes
trait.
Attacking in general makes it more harder.
Yeah.
And it's not just on both sides.
Because he's defending, but he hasn't made any attacks yet.
No, he hasn't made any attacks.
Yeah.
And the same will apply to his attacks.
Yeah, that's fine if he chooses to make any.
Because he might just try and move.
He might just try and fucking run. He might think
which
that's
he should, because that's what Saba said to do. Get the fuck away.
We'll see if he...
Yeah, Fremen do. What Fremen do.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
So he bruises his attacker.
Yeah.
Harming his attacker in the struggle. And the guy doesn't manage to...
Land
another blow. It's your turn again, guys.
That'll be you with
That'll
the one
me.
Person on the bridge.
Yes.
So actually now it's you, the leader, another assailant.
Two on two.
Dashing across. And Janus, all four of you on this narrow, precarious bridge over the...
You converge on the bridge from alternate directions.
Yeah.
The word precarious is on there. Let's use it.
You have been listening to Shifting Sands, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Dune, Adventures in the Imperium, is an officially sublicensed property from Gale Force 9, a Battlefront Group company. All rights reserved.
Once per scene, when you obtain information, you may create a trait for free, which must...
Hold.
Sorry.
I was just seeing her about to sneeze and it would go over you talking.
Oh, sorry, I didn't
know. Sorry, but then when Sean said hold, it jinxed.
Right, sorry, okay. Continue.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.